Yo, 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 welcome to the Legacy Talks podcast. Y'all here with your boy Daryl and my co-host.
This your boy Jay Lloyd, and we are here to talk legacy. So if you want to start a legacy, build a legacy, or leave a legacy, let's go.
Let's just roll the camera.
What's going on? What's going on, people? It's your boy Jay Lloyd.
And it's your boy, Daryl. We here with another episode of Legacy Talks podcast.
No, not Legacy Talks. It's Legacy Talk, bro. What you talking about?
So why is it Legacy Talk? I thought it was Legacy Talks.
I thought it was Legacy Talk. I don't know what you're talking
about. So what's your reason behind saying Legacy Talk versus saying Legacy Talks?
Well, you know, let's tell the people what happened. So pretty much, me and Daryl, we both, I like to say we smart individuals and we so smart, we arguing about something, not really an argument, but we discussing something so simple, legacy talk or legacy talks. And I think it was a good discussion. It's a very good discussion. In my opinion, I don't care which one it is, but to be honest, when I hear legacy talk, I hear something like millionaire talk, right? So meaning, when you say millionaire talk, that means millionaire, a person is becoming a millionaire and they talking about becoming a millionaire. When you hear millionaire talks, it's like, oh, that's the millionaire. That's the millionaire. So when I hear legacy talks, it's almost like I hear we already did the legacy. But if we say legacy talk, it's like, oh, they talking legacy. What's your thoughts on it, Daryl?
What's my thoughts on it? What's my thoughts on it? I honestly think that when I came up with Legacy Talks with the S, it's because our podcast is going to be multiple episodes. So instead of saying Legacy Talk, which is just like having a talk or one discussion, we having multiple discussions. So I was thinking more of it in terms of a plural, like Legacy Talks, because we having multiple talks about legacy. And so that's the way that I was kind of viewing it, is that we having multiple talks about legacy. And that's why I thought we should have an S on there. But then he came and said, we was talking the other day, and he came and said, nah, it should just be Legacy Talk. And I'm like, why should it be Legacy Talks? I mean, Legacy Talk. And he went into his explanation. But originally, the first time when we were discussing the name of the episode, he didn't go into thorough detail about why it should be Legacy Talk.
I could have sworn
versus saying
did.
Legacy Talks. No, you didn't say that, bro.
Sworn I did.
I swear you didn't do that, bro. All you did was ask me why it should be an S on it. You didn't go into the explanation of saying that it shouldn't be an S on it. You just asked me why would we put an S on it. I thought it's just Legacy Talk.
Or maybe you got selective hearing.
I don't know. Wasn't nothing selective about my hearing that day, my brother. Wasn't nothing selective about that hearing that day, boy.
But you know.
You see these ears, man. Y'all see these ears. Y'all see them.
Oh, they can't.
They see them on the camera right there, boy.
Oh,
you
I'm
forgot.
Looking at the, I'm looking
I know.
At,
you forgot
oh,
we was
man.
Recording the video, too.
How y'all doing? I'm looking at the wrong thing. But yeah, man, it was a real good topic. I thought we should bring that up. What are y'all thoughts on it? You know, to me, I really don't care. Because at the end of the day, Legacy Talk, Legacy Talks is more about legacy. Daryl, what was the reason we chose legacy in the first place?
I mean, when you talk about purpose, when you talk about what are we doing with our life, when me and you have our conversations on a daily basis or weekly basis, when we're talking about what we're doing, everything we're doing is working towards building a legacy. Mm-hmm. And so everything that I'm connecting to and everything I'm doing is something that's beyond me. And if it's something that's beyond me, that means that I'm establishing or creating some type of form of legacy. Mm-hmm. It could be a good legacy. It could be a bad legacy. It could be a mediocre legacy. But I'm going to establish a certain type of legacy. That's just like, for example, let me go a little bit off and I'm going to come back. That's just like, for example, we are all participating in real estate. It's just we are either on the side where we're paying the rent or we're on the side where we're getting paid. Somebody's paying us the rent. So we already participate in legacy. So why not talk about establishing the best possible legacy that we can establish versus just doing a mediocre and waking up every day? So that's what I'm thinking. We are all establishing our legacy. The thing is, are we adding to the legacy of our last names or are we taking away from the legacy? Or are we just like adding a little bit, taking away a little bit, and so we're somewhere in the middle? So that's kind of what I was thinking about when I came up with the name, or when we came up with the name. So not I, we. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to take personal credit for it because it's a team effort. So when we were coming up with the name, that's kind of my mindset and how I was thinking about it. I was just like, man, you know, first we had – wait, let's back up a little bit. First we had the takeoff, and the takeoff was great for the timing and the mindset that we were in when we were actually recording this last year. We were talking about the takeoff, like, we taking off, baby.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff that we were talking about last year when we were talking about taking off – is stuff that I've already completely, not saying I passed all of that stuff, but now I still might be taking off, but my focus is not taking off. My focus is more on my purpose and establishing a legacy, because my legacy is going to have a takeoff in it.
Mm-hmm.
But my takeoff might not be legacy. It might not be legacy because it might only talk about taking off, but what's happening after I'm taking off. That's why I think personally, like, when we were talking about it, I was saying legacy versus takeoff.
That's good. And legacy, to be real,
I know that's a little winded.
A lot of people don't think about legacy. People, they wake up, you know, and go to work and live their lives. But we wanted to be that wave in the ocean, that tidal wave in the ocean, and cause ripples, right? Because some people, they don't think about legacy. They think about surviving. And that's a big difference between surviving and legacy. Because when I'm trying to survive, look, I'm doing any and everything to do to survive, right? But when I'm talking legacy, I'm thinking about the next generation and a generation after them. And so I love legacy talks. Legacy talks, I mean, it explains itself. Like, I believe the right people will come and listen to it, because the right people who know their purpose in life is trying to create a legacy at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
Everybody that I know that's great created legacy. And so it's a big, big deal. It's a big deal. Darryl, you made a comment about legacy and, you know, the next generation creating a legacy, or however you put it. He put it so eloquently. I can't remember which part it was or how he put it. But what it made me think about was everybody. Oh, that's what it was with the real estate and everything. And we all in it. I was thinking about what about JoJo and Ray Ray and them that's sleeping in the basement, are they a part of real estate too? Because they ain't paying rent, or they ain't nothing. They just there.
Yeah, but somebody in their household is paying. So
they ain't even in it.
No, they're in it.
Uh-huh.
It's either you receiving or you giving.
Mm. So would they be in the same category as the landlord? Because they receiving, right?
But are they receiving in terms of monetary income that can help them further their generation and leave an inheritance for their children's children?
And that's good. That's good, because a lot of people would be receiving and they like, well, I'm receiving. This is, but it ain't legacy. So he put that really, really good.
But, okay, I don't want to cut you off, but what you just said really triggers some.
Uh-huh.
They're receiving, but because they aren't receptive to giving what they receive, they can't obtain more reception. The more that I give from based off of what I receive, the more I'll be able to receive.
Right, right. That's the law of reciprocity. How you say that?
Reciprocity.
Word? Reciprocity. Look, he always talk about me messing up words. He gonna stop talking about me. And
I ain't gonna never stop talking about him. Oh,
look,
God.
Look, I tell them, excuse my African tongue. But going back to it, that remind me of a quote that pretty much said, everybody is self-made. Only the successful ones admit it. So, you know, that's what it is. I love
that. That's some true talk right there. Now, when we talk about, to shift the topic a little bit, we still talking about legacy, to when you talk about your legacy, or when you think about legacy, what comes to mind for you? I know what comes to mind for me, and I'll go into it after you talk about legacy, but when you think of legacy, what is your mind? Like, what's your vision? What's your perception? Or how are you thinking about legacy? And what does what you think about and what you visualize, how does that make you move?
When I think legacy, the first thing that comes to mind is my, you know, grandkids and great-grandkids. And I'm 28. Don't even 20 have great. Children. I like that better. Don't have no kids, right? But I think about my grandkids and my great-grandkids. In a good book, you talk about a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. So when I think legacy, I'm thinking, my last name is Lloyd. Daryl said, are you building for the last name or are you taking away from it? And so when I think legacy, I'm always thinking in the aspect of I got to put on for the last name. I got to put on for the last name. My man's just pulled it up. If y'all want to know what it is, Proverbs 13, 20, 22. I was going to say 2020, but it's 13, 22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. So I'm not trying to be religious or spiritual or anything like that, but there are some principles that's just real good for anybody that's trying to create a legacy. What's your thoughts on it, man?
My thoughts on legacy?
Yes, yes.
Man, legacy. We gonna have to flash all the way back to high school. We gonna have to flash all the way back. And I know we told y'all we was gonna talk about this on a further episode. But when I was in high school, my legacy was my parents' potential for me. And why was my legacy my parents' potential for me? Because when I came to school, I was only at school because my parents told me to come to school. And so when I came to school, I did good. I had a 3.0. And I got A's and B's and one C, but it was it
C's counted. Get degrees.
No. It was an honor C, so it counted as a B.
That is true. That was still a 3.0.
And so I'm like, I'm doing good in the classes, and I think I'm doing all good until we come to parent teacher conference. And when we come to parent teacher conference, both of those classes I had an A in and a B, my teacher told, both of the teachers told my mom, like, he shouldn't even be in this class because not challenged enough for him. Then we went to the honors class, and my honors teacher told him, like, he got a C, but he ain't even really trying. And so I ain't thinking nothing of it. He like they all telling my mom I should be in honors class, but I still didn't have no motivation to do it until I came and walked into class. And when I walked into class, bro, I'm in the one honors class I'm in. The girls all over there having a discussion, and they having a discussion in the class, and they say the girls are smarter than the boys because ain't no dudes on the top 10. And I knew that wasn't true because we know GPA don't measure how smart you are.
Right.
It don't measure that at all, do
it? It don't measure that at all. Now, just disclaimer, I'm not getting in that conversation. Girls smarter than men smarter than the ladies. Ladies, y'all smarter. We just going to go with that. But in this example, y'all wasn't smarter because it was like they were just putting us down because I was in this. We was talking about that all the time.
All the time, yeah, y'all had a head start. Y'all was taking honors classes before y'all had a head start. When we was in eighth grade, y'all was taking honors classes. I ain't falling for none of that, Joe. Nah, we can't go. But to summarize it up, they were saying that and they were basing it off of GPA. But every student in the school, including myself, I got a GPA. So if I got the same measurement tool that you got, but I understood that I'm only reaching the potential what my parents thought because I'm coming to school and doing what they told me to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming to school and pushing myself to the limit and seeing how far I can go. Right. Once they said that, yeah, my first objective, I'm like, absolutely. I went back and told my mom that. I said, I'm taking honors class that night. And she like, why are you taking it? I didn't even tell her why I was taking it. I kept it to myself. But when I got into classes, I went from wanting to prove them wrong to wanting to challenge myself to see how far that I can actually go. Because before I was asking myself, why should I take honors class? Mm-hmm. And once I got in, once I got to that point, I was asking myself, why not? Mm-hmm. And so that's when my mindset started to shift. And that was the first time that I actually started to really think about legacy because I was thinking about what can I leave here? What can I leave here? If I get on the top 10, I'm leaving my name in the school. And so that was the first time I started thinking about legacy. So I had to bring that story up because that's the first time my mindset started to think in that way of what is legacy and how can I establish a legacy.
Yeah.
And to further go on, yes, I did finish in that top 10. I finished number 9 in the class.
Shout out, my guy right here next to me, number 10, right?
So not only did we break up whatever they were saying in the class, I didn't come and talk to them in the class after I got on the top 10. I didn't say anything about it because I didn't need to say anything. What I could have said in the conversation, what they was having in the class, or I could have came over there and talked. But the only thing that was going to speak louder than me talking was my actions. So mm-hmm. I shut up and went to work.
Right, right, right. You know what? And going back to the high school situation, as far as getting on top 10.
Because what was it for you? Because I know what it was for me. What was it for you?
As far as what? As far as legacy?
Like
as
getting, as, no, no, no.
Getting
no.
on top 10.
Yeah, legacy and getting on there.
Well, getting on top 10, for me, I seen all ladies up there. I'm a competitor. I compete. And I don't compete anymore. I just dominate. That's the new mindset. That's the new mindset. Shout out to Grant Cardone put me onto that 10X rule, man. We got to stop competing. We just dominate. Kobe Bryant did it. Michael Jordan did it. I mean, all these greats, they did it, right? Tom Brady, he's doing it right now. But anyway, I seen all women up there, and I was like, you know what? I'm smart enough. I know I can get on there. And just to fast forward, I was on top 10, but when I graduated, I was number 11. I didn't find out I was on top 10 until I applied for a job. And I got my transcripts. And mind you, I mean, all I was focused on was getting on top 10. And that's another thing that we'll talk about in a later time, burning desire. Daryl had a burning desire to get on that top 10. I had a burning desire to get on that top 10. We was best friends in high school. And Napoleon Hill talks about mastermind alliance. This boy funny. Is it good? Is it good?
You know it's good, boy.
It's for the same.
That's why I'm showing them on the camera. I'm like, it's good, boy.
Man, but Napoleon Hill talks about burning desire and mastermind alliance. And me and Daryl, we didn't know nothing about none of this stuff. We just wanted to get on top 10. And me and him had a connection as far as taking their heads off, getting up there. You know, now Daryl, he actually got up there as far as getting the recognition and everything.
No, I didn't have a recognition at graduation either, remember?
Oh, man. And so, you know, that brings up a point. Even though you're going for your legacy, sometimes the way it plays out in your head, it won't play out in reality. Mm. So I focus more on activity than focus on the outcome. Because I remember me and Daryl, we was in the trenches. And there was some other people that was in the trenches, but nobody was really in the trenches like me and Daryl doing our school, especially when we started having classes together. Remember physics? Shout out to Severs, man. Hey, Severs was something else. But, you know, that's what it was for me, y'all. Legacy is just, you know, I get excited when I talk about legacy because, you know, my father left a legacy. He left me here. He left me with everything I needed. You know, rest in peace to my father. He passed away 2013, but he left a legacy. And that was me. And now it's on me to leave that same legacy. Daryl, how important is it for you to leave a legacy for your family, knowing that the fact, if I'm correct, knowing the fact that you're the only son?
Yeah.
Wow.
So if my three sisters were to get married and they were to give up their last name, I'm the only person that holds the last name.
Mm.
And I'm not saying what they do is not important, but as far as our last name goes, I'm the person that holds the weight. And not to come, I mean, I'm not coming at my sisters in any particular way, but I've always felt like I always felt like I was special. You know, I always felt like I had to be driven a little bit more than they had to be driven. I had to do a little bit more than they had to do. And I never really understood it until I started in high school. And that's when I started. And once I started to realize that, it's because the path that I'm on and the education that I got, I'm in technology. So what I can do for my parents, not saying that my sisters can't do it, but I am more likely to create that path and make it happen than they are, I feel like. And like I said, no disservice to my sisters. I love them.
But you got some special sisters, by the way.
The path that I'm on, and like I'm a creator as far as technology goes. And I never had that mentality of working a job for 40 years. I'm not going to do that. Never. That's never going to happen. And so since that's not going to happen, that means I'm going to have to create a path.
Mm.
And people who create paths are legends. And legends create legacy.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. So, Daryl, you said that you felt like you had to just do a little bit more than your sisters. For some people, the hearing impaired, for the people that listen a little bit slower, why is that?
Well, one, I'm the only boy, so all the yard work, who doing that? Who doing all the yard work?
Okay.
One, two, anytime anything was wrong in the house, my little sister could be sitting right there. I'm all the way upstairs. Who you think my dad called?
So your daddy was, do you think he was subconsciously getting you prepared for?
How do you prepare a man and how you prepare a woman is completely different. Two, I feel like the reason why I feel like that is because I had to be more accountable earlier than they did. So that's why I'm saying that.
Mm.
And so if I learn to be accountable for myself earlier than I feel like other people are, then I feel like I'm in complete control of my life and I'm not relinquishing control to somebody else. And so the quicker that I figure that out,
yeah,
the quicker I can maneuver and do exactly what I want to do.
That's good. That's good.
And so before I pass it off to you, I've done that. I work right now. Right now I'm working. I work for one of the banks in Charlotte. And on the side, I have my own business. So I have my own business, and I'm going to use that investment from that business to start to create that legacy. And I'm telling y'all right now on camera, I'm retiring my parents.
Oh, yeah.
My parents.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to do it. I already got a business. I'm already creating revenue. I'm already getting ready. And I'm going to use that to make the investment for the next thing that's going to create. That's going to start to create that legacy, because once I get that residual income, my parents are not working anymore. If they only going to work if they want to work. It's not going to be like, oh, I got to go to work. No, you ain't got to go to work.
And that's what it's all about, y'all. That's what it's all about. My situation is a little bit different from Daryl. My father actually had 6 children, 2 girls, one of them deceased, the eldest one, my older sister. Really don't have a relationship with the first 3 because he was married to his high school sweetheart or whatever you want to call it. And then he had his first 3 with them. Then the second 3 he came with my mom or whatever. So I'm the oldest of that or whatever. So for me, I almost want to put myself in the same category as Daryl, but I can't. The reason I say that is because I have a brother. And then I have a sister. And like Daryl said, my sister, she get married, last name gonna change. My brother, shout out to my little brother, Calvin Lloyd. He's in what you call it? He's in Club Lala. I don't know if y'all heard that club before. It's Club Lala. Club Lala. So my man's having a fabulous time right now. But I'm focused on legacy. Because my father, he passed away 2013 while I was in college. He passed away. And so one of the toughest things for me to do is go back to school. I wasn't commuting. I was actually staying. I went to Northern Illinois University. So I wasn't far away from home, but I was 1.5 hours away from home or whatever. And so at that moment, I knew I was the one. I just told myself I was the one. It's saying a good book, many I called, but few are chosen. And I don't know if I was chosen or not, but I had a conversation with God and I was like, I'm chosen. I let him know. I came boldly before the throne. It talks about that. I came boldly. I was like, I don't know what agenda you had, if I was just called or chosen, but I'm chosen. And because of that, things been working out. So I feel the same way as there. I'm going to retire my mama. I'm going to retire my family. I'm going to retire my great-grandkids, they're going to be billionaires because of the work ethic that the great-grandfather had. And so, I'm pumped. I'm pumped. I ain't got nothing else to say. I'm excited, you know, and I hope, you know, the people that's listening to this podcast, y'all excited as well, because we get another opportunity, y'all. Each day that you wake up, we get an opportunity to build a little bit more towards our legacy, you know, because there's some people that's in jail, they can't do it. There's some people in the mental institute, they can't do it. There's some people that's deceased, they can't do it. You know, I looked at some of my uncles, you know, and talking about legacy, my uncles, and on my father's side and my mama's side, dying early, just dying. Now check this out. My father passed away 2013, and he was 63 years old. My uncle, his youngest brother passed away at the age of 55, 2 years afterwards. And then my last uncle of my dad's brothers, it's 2019 as we recording this, the 27th of December, right? My uncle passed away on my birthday, on Christmas Day. So he just passed. So in a span of 6 years, those three men gone. And they was the only three men as far as like my father and his two brothers. So now I'm really looking at me like, oh no. 63, 55, 61. I can't let that happen. And because Daryl just said he not working a job for 40 years, that's what killed them. Along with diet, we'll put diet in there as well. Eat right. Y'all seen Daryl just showed y'all the berries. Eat now, right.
Now check this out. Take that tea off of diet and what it say?
Off diet, take the tea out. Ooh.
That's why. I think it's temporarily, it has to be a lifestyle.
And speaking of the tea, they ate the tea too. All right. So I look at that stuff and I tell myself that what?
The tea was time.
It was time.
The tea was time.
And that let me know one thing. We never know our time. I was talking to my uncle a couple days ago, and everything seemed smooth. I knew he wasn't, you know, feeling real good, but it just let me know. It just let me understand, you know, I have to do it for my family. So what I'm doing is I'm building a business and finances, teaching people about insurance and investments. That's something that our families in the African-American community, we don't talk much about that, leaving a legacy for the family. We get burial insurance. But we don't do legacy planning because that's what they're doing in the other communities. They creating legacy.
Oh yeah, they creating it.
Pop's making $5,000-$6,000 a month, and this man got $10,000 policy. Mm. So now, if you take that situation, what happens when the father dies? That check died with him. They still got mortgage. They still got family to feed. They still got a car note. They still got payments to make. All that stuff is going to go and scramble because they didn't protect their income. That's legacy, y'all. And then people not planning on dying either. So we make sure you straight in Roth IRAs. We want to make sure you straight in that avenue, that aspect, right? Because if you not, you're going to be one of the ones welcoming us in at Walmart. So I say all this to say, make sure y'all think legacy, y'all. Make sure y'all think about legacy because it's all about legacy. You know, when I get up in the morning, I'm thinking, okay, what can I do today to get me closer to my goals? What can I do to get me closer to my purpose? What can I do? You got to know your purpose. So with that being said, I want y'all to think about that. Think about what do y'all want in y'all life? You know, that's why we are doing Legacy Talks podcast, because you got to be aware of where you're going. Got to be aware. It's like we're taking a road trip. We're taking a road trip and we going to California. We in Chicago. We in California. I mean, we going to California, my bad. We going to California and we in Chicago, but we don't have no map. We don't have no GPS. We don't have Siri, no nothing to help us with that. We ain't getting to Cali, y'all. What'd you think, Daryl? I don't think we getting to Cali. I think we'll be somewhere in Cal City. I won't be Cali though,
man. You know, I mean, based off of the way you said it, I mean, you gotta have a game plan and a roadmap. Or, hey, how can we create that legacy?
So we're gonna wrap it up with that right there. Daryl, you got any final thoughts?
Yeah, I got a few final thoughts. So, we got a proposition for y'all, man, or a question for y'all. If y'all think it should be Legacy Talks Podcast, I want y'all to message us, or we're going to put up the poll on the Instagram, too, as well. If y'all want it to be Legacy Talks, or if y'all think it should be Legacy Talks, tell us why. Or if you think it should be Legacy Talks, tell us why. We're going to put up the poll on our Instagram, our individual, mine, and as well as the podcast. Democratic
versus Republicans right here. We're going to see what happens. I'm excited.
We're going to see what y'all think, which one is better. Y'all let us know.
Nails did, hair done, where the swag on? Thick kid, the type of girl you could bag on. I seen her, I could take you to the VIP. All you gotta do is come roll with me. I promise I can fulfill your fantasy. Beauty out this world, I swear you touch another side of me. Especially when you're next to me. Excessively thinking how this was meant to be.